Vice President Joe Biden visited the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard Wednesday. His stated reason was to celebrate shipyard workers. But as NHPR's Emily Corwin reports, Biden was also out to boost Democrats heading into the election season.
The vice president's official visit to the shipyard brought with it the usual pomp.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States.
And also fiery rhetoric from Biden for ISIS terrorists who have now murdered two U.S. journalists.
We will follow them to the gates of hell until they are brought to justice. Because hell is where they will reside. Hell is where they will reside.
Biden was also forceful when it came to rallying Democrats as they head into what could be a tough November. And candidates for top offices in New Hampshire and Maine, including members of Congress and Maine gubernatorial candidate Mike Michaud, were on hand. But it was New Hampshire's senior senator, Jeanne Shaheen, who got the most time in the spotlight. She looked to galvanize the crowd by raising the specter that the shipyard may one day close. And she vowed her eternal support.
This morning, we have a great opportunity to make the case to Vice President Biden and to this administration about just how important the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard is and why we need to make sure it continues to get the resources and the support it needs for the foreseeable future.
In Biden's speech, he left no doubt that closing Portsmouth was not on his agenda.
You are simply the best in the world. In the world.
The vice president repeatedly invoked the middle class and praised the shipyard's high wages. His tone was that of the union hall.
So we have to seize this moment and restore the bargain that never left here. We've got to start by making sure we have the most skilled workforce in the world, like you, labor.
When his speech was over, Biden headed to Portsmouth, his destination, the old Ferry Landing restaurant, recommended, he said, by First District Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter. She and Biden got lobster rolls.
So I have one question here. Who's buying?
I am.
Oh, all right.
I am buying. I am buying.
Democrats up and down the ticket hope voters will buy the message that they can effectively lead the country during a time of mounting challenges. A few tables away from Biden sat Ferry Landing regulars Jim and Chris Clifford. They usually vote Democratic, but acknowledge this year's political landscape is tough. When it comes to the U.S. Senate race, Chris said she's confident Jeanne Shaheen can beat Scott Brown. Her husband, Jim, he's more worried.
Yes, I'm concerned because I think there's a lot of money behind Mr. Brown, but I do think Jeanne will come out in the end.
Whether Biden's visit to the shipyard pays off remains to be seen, but it's not simply Democrats who are banking on connections to the shipyard and Portsmouth this year. As Scott Brown likes to remind voters, he spent his summers on the seacoast for years and was actually born at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.